a court battle between Hasidic Jews and hipsters, a comedy superstar playing bluegrass music, a trip to Buenos Aires for a taste of tango. Those are just a few of the stories behind some of this summer's theater productions. New York Daily News theater critic Joe Domanowitz joins me now to discuss what's new. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
So a new play called Division Avenue is set in Brooklyn and centers around a 28-year-old Hasidic Jew who's considering leaving his faith, but it's got a more newsy subplot going on in it, having to do with tension between the Williamsburg Jewish community and the newer hipster population that's been moving in. What's this about?
Right. I've always said that New York has a story on every sidewalk and every street corner. It turns out it has one in every bike lane, too. This is a story by a Texas writer, of all people, who came to New York in 2009. And during a trip to Williamsburg, a tour, noticed tension in the air between newcomers and longtime residents. She did her research and along with doing that found that this bike controversy that's been kind of raging for half a decade now, and she made that a subplot in her story.
So what is the actual tension that shows up in the play?
The tension involves a young man who's thinking about leaving his faith, and there's a lawsuit in the play based on a real lawsuit that actually never came to trial. The writer in her research found that, was intrigued by that, and knew that that newsy part of the story would actually inform her story.
Okay, on the musical front, there are also some unusual twists on the musical. Let's start with a new show called Forever Tango. So does tango make for good musical material?
Well, as if it wasn't hot enough, the producers feel that they need to bring us some hot tango. Again, we talk about this as a new show. This is actually Everything Old is New Again. This is the third time Forever Tango has come to Broadway. And, you know, it's a dance show. I don't think dance has probably been more popular for the masses thanks to shows like Dancing with the Stars and So You Think You Can Dance. Producers of this show were smart enough to get people that they know can dance, along with the 16 Argentinian pro dancers. They pulled in two dancers who are tango dancers by way of the Ukraine, Max and Karina from Dancing with the Stars. You know, they're famous for their on-off relationship. They're famous for their fiery attitudes and their sexy bodies. And if you're asking, does it work? Yeah, it's summer entertainment. It's hot out. It's hot inside. And it's fun.
Is there a plot involved, or are we just watching people dance?
You're watching people dance. It's a sampler of various forms of tango. Tango is a very involved dance, and I'm no expert, but a foot flick, an eyebrow arch can inform and tell a story that I probably don't know the subtleties of.
And people do love their dance. There's another musical. There's a bluegrass musical on stages now. What's the show Bright Star about?
Bright Star is actually a collaboration between Steve Martin, everybody knows, the wild and crazy banjo-plucking Steve Martin and Edie Brickell, the new Bohemians, who's got a new groove, and it's a bluegrass-tinged groove. Bright Star is actually derived from Martin and Brickell's album Love Has Come For You, and it's a story that toggles between 1945 and 1923 in North Carolina, involves a soldier and an editor. What intrigued me about Bright Star, coupled with another show called Southern Comfort, is the fact that sort of bluegrass became the flavor of the week. I was intrigued by that notion of dueling banjos, which is such a staple to bluegrass. Here you've got Steve Martin at Vassar, where that show played and ended its run on Sunday, and the upcoming Southern Comfort, which actually begins tonight, the 19th, at Barrington in Pittsfield, Mass. And the thing that's interesting about that is that when you talk about the sound of musicals, what is the sound of musicals? It's forever changing. And this seemed to be interesting to me because bluegrass and country and folk, neither of the shows are pure bluegrass, but they're both informed and tinged with it. It's having a moment.
So what shows are you looking forward to seeing in August?
In August, oh golly, we've got the Fringe Festival coming up, that sort of wacky, loony, low-budget sampler of hundreds of shows. And I'm just now writing about a show coming up called The Tomcat Project. And if you remember Tomcat, that's Tom Cruise and Katie Holmes. We thought we'd heard the last of them, but this production is going
back
to prove otherwise.
New York Daily News theater critic Joe Domanowitz, thanks so much, Joe.
Thanks for having me.
And now taking us out, a song called Get Along, Stray Dog from Steve Martin and Edie Brickell's studio album, Love Has Come For You.
Johnny came over and Jim did too, looking for a home-cooked dinner. Mama in the kitchen said you never get through, cooking for the saints and sinners. Get along, get along, get along, Johnny. something sure smells good.